Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech HaShviyus, and the rest of the ninth parak is all going to talk about the mitzvah of Biur of Perush Shviyus. The halacha is, you have Perush Shviyus that grow in your field, you're allowed to take them, you're allowed to eat them, as long as you mafkir them for everybody else to also take them and eat them, but you can bring them into your house and eat them, but you're only allowed to keep them in your house and eat them as long as it's not kavod l'chayim min asada, as long as it's still available to the wild animals that are out there in the field. So what does it mean out there in which fields? So our Mishnah discusses what if you have a field somewhere at the other end of Eretz Yisrael where it's not kavod l'chayim min asada, but anywhere near you it's kavod l'chayim min asada. So how do we define those terms? So says the Mishnah, shalosh aratzos l'bir. There are three regions of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to bir: Yehuda, Ve'er, Yardin, Ve'Galil. There's Yehuda, Yardin, Galil. And essentially we're saying is that if it's available in the fields anywhere in Yehuda, and you live in Yehuda, or if you live in Galil and it's available anywhere in fields in Galil, so that's good enough. And then each of these three regions are subdivided into three regions. There, each one has different types of lands. Has, you know, Eretz Yisrael is so rich in terms of the different types of places that you have. You can go skiing in Eretz Yisrael, you know, the snow up north, and then you can have mountains and beaches, and it's just all different types of land throughout Eretz Yisrael. So there are the mountainous areas, there are lowlands, there are valleys. So Galil HaElyon VeGalil. So the Mishnah lists the different parts of Eretz Yisrael in each of these regions, the three subcategories. So Galil HaElyon VeGalil HaTachton VeEmek. In Galil you have the Galil HaElyon, the upper Galil. You have the Galil HaTachton, the lower Galil, and you have the Emek, you have the valley, and we're going to identify where these places are. Mikfar Chananya Ulamailan, the mountainous area from Kfar Chananya and north, called, it's interesting, Lamailan is considered north over here, very often in like ancient maps, and in Chazal also, east is always considered up and not north. But over here, Lamailan is north. Kol Sheina Magadal Shikmin, wherever it doesn't, you're not able to grow a Shikma tree in, because it's too mountainous to grow Shikma trees, Galila Elyon, that's called the upper Galil. Umikfar Chananya Ulamatan, and the lowlands that go from Kfar Chananya toward the south, Kol Shu Megadol Shikmin, where you're able to grow Shikma trees because it's very flat, it's not mountainous, Galil HaTachton, that's called the Galil HaTachton. Utchum Tveria HaEmek, and in the area of Tveria, that's considered the valley of the Galil. So now that we've discussed the three areas of the Galil, let's discuss the three areas of Yehuda. Ubi Yehuda Hahar Shvela va'emek. You have the Har, you have the Shvela, and you have the Emek, the mountains, the lowlands, and the valley of Yehuda. Now we have to discuss Ever HaYarden. What are the three areas of Ever HaYarden? Ushvelas Lud k'shvelas Hadarum. The lowlands of Lud, which is the area on the west side of the Yarden, that is the same as the lowlands of the south, which is by Yehuda, which is the low-lying area of Yehuda. So as long as you have something that can be found in the lowlands of Yehuda in the south, that type of food can be eaten in the lowlands of Lud, in the which is more in the central. Vaharshala Kaharamelech, and the mountains of Lud, which is the mountains, the mountainous area on the west of the Yarden, has the same halachic status as the mountains of the as Haramelech, which is the mountains of Yehuda. So which means that as long as a certain type of food could still be found in the mountain in Har HaMelech, you're allowed to eat it even in the mountains of Lud, which is on the west side of the Yarden. Meaning, even though the Mishnah told us that there are three areas with regard to the halach of beer, there are two places that seem to be exceptions to the rule. And those two places are the lowlands and the mountains on the west side of the Yarden. That it doesn't have to, you don't need to do beer on a particular type of food in the lowlands of the Ever HaYarden, as long as it's still available in the lowlands of Yehuda, even if it's completely disappeared from where you are, from the west side of the Yarden. And also, something does not require biur in the mountainous area of the west side of the Yarden, as long as it can still be found in the mountainous area of Yehuda, even though that's not where you are. So those are two exceptions that the Mishnah is listing to these regions as far as biur is concerned. So, and then, Mibes Charon V'Adayam, Medina Achas. the area from Beis Choron until the Yam, until the sea, is considered to be the valley of the Eiver HaYarden. So those are the three areas of the Eiver HaYarden. So once we've identified three general regions, and then within those three regions, three subcategories, three areas within the regions, so the Mishnah now tells us, Mishnah Gimel, if there are three times three, that means there are nine. So why do we call it three regions and not nine regions? V'lama amru shalosh aratzos. Why do we say that there are three aratzos if each of those aratzos is divided into another grouping of three? Shiyu ochlim b'chal achas v'achas at shiyichle ha'achron shabbat. No, when it says that there are three lands, it's telling us that you're allowed to eat a particular type of food until the last of that min disappears from all three areas of that region, Galil, Eiver Yarden, Yehuda. Even though it could be found, let's say you live in the mountainous area of Galil, and you're eating wheat, but the wheat can still be found in the lowlands of Galil, you're still allowed to eat the wheat. It doesn't have to be available in the type of terrain that you live in within that area. So really, there are only three regions, even though each region is divided into smaller regions. So really, there are only three. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, no. Lo amru shalosh aratzos el b'Yehuda. The idea that there are three is really only true with regard to Yehuda, that when the Chacham say that there are three lands, they're referring to three different areas of Yehuda: the mountains of Yehuda, the lowlands of Yehuda, and the valley of Yehuda. And each of that is a separate area when it comes to each of those are a separate area when it comes to Bir. Usharkal aratzos karamelech, but all other areas of Eretz Yisrael, the Galil and the Eiver HaYarden, have the same as Haramelech, as the mountains of Yehuda. So v'kala aratzos ka'achas l'zeisim l'tmarim. Now all of the lands of Eretz Yisrael have the same halachic status of when the Shasa Biur is when it comes to zeisim and tamarim, when it comes to olives and dates. You could eat olives and dates as long as you could find that anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, because there is no shalosh aratzos or teish aratzos or anything when it comes to them. It's another exception to the rule. As long as it's anywhere available in Eretz Yisrael, then the Shas HaBiur has not yet arrived for olives and dates. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that there are three basic areas of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Biur, that only when it's no longer available in your basic region of Eretz Yisrael is the Shas HaBiur for that particular item. But then we subdivided each of the three areas into three different types of terrain that exist in those three areas. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we had a machlokas what that subdivision accomplishes. Does that subdivision tell me that when if it's no longer available in the type of terrain where you live in that area, that's enough to make it Shas Biur, or only if it's no longer available in the whole general region that you're in, that's enough to make it a Shas Biur? But we also pointed out that Zesim and Tamarim are exceptions to the entire rule, that as long as Zesim and Tamarim are available anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, then it's not yet the Shas HaBiur for Zesim and Tamarim. Bezos Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet.